This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Joe Biden is banning Russia from U.S. airspace because of Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Stepping up the international resistance to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden will announce in his State of the Union address that the United States is following Canada and the European Union in banning Russian aircraft from U.S. airspace, according to two people familiar with his remarks who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. In excerpts of the speech released by the White House, Biden will say, throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos. Attendance at the State of the Union address in the House chamber will be mask optional with the coronavirus threat easing, but at least a half dozen lawmakers who have tested positive for COVID-19 are not expected to attend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Air raid sirens in Ukraine's capital Tuesday as Russia warned Kiev residents to flee their homes and rained rockets on the city of Kharkiv as Russian commanders intensified their bombardment of Ukrainian urban areas. In a joint interview with Reuters and CNN, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia must first stop bombing people before peace talks can make any progress.
Everybody has to stop fighting and to go to that point from where it was beginning. Yep. Yes, it began six days ago.
Yes,
I think there are principal things you can do it, and that is very important moment. If you do this, and if those side is ready, it means that they are ready for the peace.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Western nations are continuing to pay Russia hundreds of millions of dollars every day for gas and oil imports, despite tough sanctions imposed on the country's banking and aviation sectors following its invasion of Ukraine. With around 40% of Europe's energy needs imported from Russia, leaders are scrambling to find alternatives, as Henry Ridgewell reports from Berlin.
Russia's major banks have been sanctioned. Its oligarchs targeted with asset freezes and travel bans. Russian planes have been banned from Europe's skies. But Russian gas and oil continues to flow into Europe uninterrupted, and Europe is paying hundreds of millions of dollars for it every day. EU ministers met in Brussels Monday to discuss how to break that dependency. Eamon Ryan is Ireland's environment minister.
But every day we spend 350 million euro, which we give to the Russian system, to be able to, for them to invest in arms which are dropping on the city of Kiev and elsewhere today. So yes, for climate reasons and for the security of our people, we need to rid ourselves of that dependency on fossil fuels.
But Russia supplies around a third of Europe's gas, and the latest figures show imports have actually increased since its invasion of Ukraine. The soaring price makes the trade even more profitable. Douglas Redeker is a non-resident fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I think that the West is going to try to continue to hold back on sanctioning the oil and gas sector.
Germany is among the EU states most dependent on Russian energy. It has already announced the cancellation of the $11 billion Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia. Meanwhile, European energy giants, including Royal Dutch Shell and British Petroleum, have announced they are offloading their stakes in Russian oil firms worth billions of dollars. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Berlin.
Clashes erupted between New Zealand police and anti-vaccine protesters on Wednesday as officers armed with riot shields towed away vehicles and dismantled tents set up outside the country's parliament grounds. Taking inspiration from Canada, hundreds of protesters have been blocking streets near the parliament in capital Wellington with trucks, cars, and motorcycles for more than 3 weeks. Police said 60 people were arrested, and they had gained significant ground in efforts to clear the protest. It began as a stand against COVID-19 vaccine mandates, but was later joined by groups calling for an end to all pandemic restrictions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.